breakfast is ready if you're hungry. If you're not, check the furniture. You're in the wrong apartment.
Jane! A gorgeous hunk of woman here.
I don't know about the gorgeous, but I'm sure a lot of hunk.
You know, one thing I never worry about, baby, is that energy crisis. Because I got my own personal heating system.
Not so bad yourself. Good-looking man like you could have had any woman in Chicago.
True, but I married you.
Well, if that's a compliment, I'm Wilt Chamberlain.
You know I didn't mean it that way.
Give me one good reason why you married me.
You was pregnant.
James, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Baby, you know I'm just joking.
That ain't nothing to joke about. Suppose one of the kids had heard you said they was born out of wedlock.
Wouldn't bother me none. I ain't the oldest.
For the preacher to say the word before y'all had me?
You better know it.
Don't spread it around. My friends will never stop jiving me.
Look who finally got back from a honeymoon in the bathroom mirror.
Knock it off, JJ. Your mouth is always ahead of your think piece.
Best you look after all that time in there? You should sue the mayor for non-support.
JJ, if you were to look in that mirror, it would break so bad, we would have 17 years of hard luck.
Wait a minute. Don't nobody say good morning no more. Right away, it's choose your corner and come out fighting.
Let's face it, James. This family ain't Ozzy and Aaron.
Junior, stop hanging around here collecting dust. Go on downstairs and get the mail.
Can I eat first? If I don't eat right, my little body may crumble up.
Well, it ain't okay to eat a few minutes later. Go on and get the mail, please.
And, Junior, don't think of taking mail that ain't ours.
I don't take things, Mama. I find them.
Then don't find any mail that ain't ours. God didn't make man to steal.
Then how come he gave us more pockets than hands?
Will you get the mail, please?
What's the big rush about the mail?
Baby, I've been waiting almost a week now for the go-ahead on that union job training program. I want to see if it came.
James, don't get your hopes up too high.
Oh, no, I got good vibes about this one, baby. When I took the test, the look on that man's face read J-O-B.
Well, let's hope the J-O-B was for Y-O-U. It's your time to say the blessing, Michael. Thank the Lord for the food.
Thank you, God, for the food.
Michael, wasn't that a little fast?
Not for him, Mama. He picks up just like that.
Be smart, Michael.
Oh, Mama, I can't deal with this. Not oatmeal again.
Be grateful for oatmeal or anything else on this table. Remember, this family got through the meat shortage without even knowing there was one.
I wish we could have cream of wheat for a change.
Yeah, at least they got a black man on the box.
Hush up, both of you, and eat your breakfast.
Well, let's see what all the equal opportunity employers have for James Evans this morning. Yeah, here's one. Computer designer, college graduate. Ain't that tender? Only missed that one by 4 years college, 4 years high school, and 2 years public school.
No, don't they have anything for mechanics? You're a very handy man, James.
Now, that's it right there, baby. When you're white, you're a mechanic. When you're black, you're a handyman.
Morning, folks.
Hi, Malone.
Hey, Malone.
Come on in and have a cup of coffee.
Good. I just ran into your oldest.
Rodney Allen ripoff. I asked him to check my mail. I'm waiting for the overdue alimony check from my darling ex-husband.
You know something? I never could figure out why you married a dude like that anyhow.
Well, we were in love. I was 20, young and innocent. Well, anyway, I was young. Our marriage was fine until Alvin started coming home less and less and stepping out more and more, steady trying to prove his point.
What point?
That a married man can live with a wife and another woman at the same time.
You mean Alvin was committing adultery?
Michael!
All right, young man, I want to know right here and now what kind of book you was reading that uses such a word.
The Bible.
Score at the end of the first inning, Michael 1, Florida nothing. Hey, Junior, what took you so long?
Elevator conked out, baby. Gotta walk up the stairs. Lots of things happened in the building this morning, boy. On the 6th floor, I ran into an exterminator.
So, they got roaches.
Nah, this cat was looking to exterminate a dude. On the 10th floor, some cat was yelling for water for a shower. Finally got it when the toilet on the 11th floor backed up.
Hey, baby, this is it. The word I've been waiting for. Well, I told you I read that cat's face, right?
You got the job.
Listen here. The letter says that I, James Evans, have passed the written aptitude test for the Union Apprentice Program. Furthermore, I got an interview with the Dearborn Building at 10 a.m. today.
All right.
Finally now, it says that as an apprentice, I'll be making $2.50 an hour, and when I complete the program, I'm going to go all the way up to 4 1/4 an hour.
All right. Hallelujah. Yeah. Goodbye, oatmeal. Hello, cream of wheat.
25 an hour. James, that puts you in the same league as bank presidents and bookies.
I better hurry up and get dressed. I don't want to be late for this gig.
Woo! We're going to be so rich and have so much money, I won't have to find my art supplies no more.
I'm going to get one rope that'll make Diane Carroll look like a nun. And I'm going to give all my money to the cause of black unity.
Oh, hush up, all of you, and stop this daydreaming. It's time to get your books and get ready for school. Now.
Girl, I'm really happy for you. James getting a good, steady job like this.
Yeah. When you think of all the things that man has done to keep this family together. Dishwasher, laundry helper, night watchman, floor sweeper, and all that was just last week.
Well, that's all over now. He's soon gonna be making $4.25 an hour.
It's hard to believe. You know, up to now, the minimum wages has always been his maximum.
Bye, Mama, I'm going.
Bye, sweetheart.
You sure got a load of school books there, Gramps.
Oh, they ain't all school books. See, this one's from the library. It's on the writings of Malcolm X.
Don't they teach about Malcolm X in school?
Are you kidding? The teachers in my school still call Muhammad Ali Cassius Clay.
JJ, ain't you gone yet?
I'm waiting to get in the bathroom. Thelma's in there again. Hey, girl, you ever getting out of there?
I'm coming. I'm putting the finishing touches to my makeup.
Ain't gonna help you none. Mother Nature already finished you good.
Leave Thelma alone.
Okay, but I'm about to run all the way to school.
You know, Florida, I think he's gonna make it. We'll see you later.
Thelma!
You know, girl, you do use up an awful lot of this family's bathroom time.
Well, I gotta look together, Ma. You never know when I might meet Mr. Wright.
Well, let's just hope for Mr. Wright's sake. He's got 2 bathrooms.
Hey, baby. How I look?
James, you got on your going to funeral suit.
Why not? Today I'm burying poverty. You know, when you go for a job that pays 4 1/4, baby, you dress up. Hot damn, high as up.
James, you ain't gonna need an elevator to get in that Dearborn Building. You can just fly in through the window.
And baby, when I get home tonight, we're gonna party hard. Now, I want barbecue chicken, ribs, music. You can hire the Temptations if you want to. And look here, since I'm going to be making a white man sorry, let's do something real white. Let's drink champagne.
Hold on there, lasses. What do I use for money for this orgy?
I'll take it out the rent money.
Okay, whatever you say, Mr. Breadwinner.
Mr. Breadwinner, hell, I'm Mr. Whole Dinner Winner. Now, don't forget now, food, music, champagne. Look here, don't hide the temptations. Make it the Supremes, and with Diana Ross.
Thank you, Lord. In my heart, I always knew you was the biggest equal opportunity employer of them all.
Judging from your high mechanical aptitude test scores, Mr.
Evans.
Mm-hmm. You look like a man we can really use.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, when do I start?
Oh, it says here you were in the Army.
Army.
You served in
Korea. Did my full tour of duty over there. Yeah, my full tour of duty.
You are the father of
three children, age 17, 16, 11. Did my full tour of duty over here, too. Now, what day do I report?
You were born in 1942, which means you served in Korea when you were 10?
Oh, no. I was born in 1932. 32.
Mm-hmm. Says right here, 1942. Well, that's a computer error, I guess. We are suddenly confronted with a big problem.
Yeah, I guess you better get that computer fixed, huh?
No, you don't understand. You see, the Union Apprentice Program is designed for men between the ages of 18 and 35. I'm afraid that at 41, you're too old.
Too old? For what, man? We're talking about working. We ain't talking about playing stickball.
Yes, I know. I'd like to help you, but this program is government-funded, and government rules can't be broken.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I done passed the government physical test. I done passed the government mental test. And I got a government letter here on government stationery that says I'm certified, qualified, and bona fide. Now, I want the government job.
I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. That's the way it is.
No, man, I tell you the way it is. I got a family. And they need food on the table and clothes on their back, and I got to pay rent. Now, I need that job.
Government rules can't be broken.
Unless you're running the government. I understand, man. I'm a senior citizen who only has to wait 24 more years for his Social Security.
Your motor is gonna be worn out before the party starts. Where'd all these records come from?
Daddy wanted music, so I got Isaac Hayes, the Jackson Five, Gladys Knight, Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, and Hal Melvin in the Blue Notes.
When he said music, he didn't expect you to hijack Soul Train.
Got all the decorations finished?
Just about.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot the potato chips.
J.J., you and Thelma run down to the store and get me a few bags.
Why I got to go? Why can't Thelma go by herself?
Because if she goes out of here dressed like that, somebody's gonna mess with her.
Then why can't J.J. go by himself? Why I gotta go with him?
To watch him. I want the potato chips bought, not found.
Hang up these things, J.J.
Michael, don't mess with my table. Go in there and wash up.
Hi, kids. Hello. Where they going?
Get some potato chips. Hey, you really got yourself together.
Well, it's a party, ain't it? You never know when I might meet some new dude. And this is my way of saying available.
Well, that dress ain't only saying available. It's also saying your place of mind.
Oh, Florida's beautiful. It looks like the grand ballroom at the Ambassador East.
Mm-hmm. Everything just like James wanted it.
Want me to help you do anything?
No, I got everything under control. Ribs warming and the champagne icing.
Right.
I hope I didn't spend too much money on this party.
Oh, Florida, come on. Stop worrying about spending. Are you chicken about becoming rich?
Not chicken, just inexperienced.
Well, you're just gonna have to get used to it, honey. Your man is on his way up in the world, and it won't be long before you'll be saying goodbye, Cockroach Towers. I ain't kidding, you got it fixed. Knock, knock.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Evans. I'm Miss Penelope Pitstock from House Beautiful.
Miss Penelope Pitstock.
Yes. And I just wanted to tell you how honored we are that you've permitted us to do your new 80-room mansion as our next cover layout. Can I come in?
Oh, please do.
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you. My, what a lovely sofa. All mink.
I never sit on anything but mink. It's a bother, though. In the summer, I have to put all my toilet seats into cold storage.
What a lovely view of Lake Michigan. I've never seen such high-class sewage.
Well, it is handy to have the lake nearby. My husband, James, has his four yachts anchored there.
Four yachts?
My dear, one for each direction.
Mrs. Evans, I can't wait to see your master bedroom. I hear it's simply fab. Is it true that you have a waterbed filled with 20-year-old scotch?
Sleeping on scotch is like sleeping on a cloud.
Yes, especially if you nip between naps.
Goodness, carrying on. That'll be the day when I'm living so high on the hog, I don't know what chitlins are.
Hey, you were Florida Evans before James got this gig, and you'll be the same Florida Evans when he starts bringing on that long green.
You better know it.
Party time!
Yeah, you kids got back fast.
Yeah, this is a day of miracles. I didn't fight with JJ, and the elevator's working.
Oh, that's There's your chance, Mama.
Thank you, son.
You know, it's kind of fun being rich. I've been in that store a dozen times, but that's the first time I've ever been involved in a cash transaction.
Hey, Wilona.
Woo, Grams, you look so sharp. You're gonna have to fight off all the girls, you know.
Well, what they see is what they gonna get.
That must be the company. I'll get it, JJ.
Florida, I couldn't be happier if it was my wife who got a job.
Thank you, Monty.
Folks. Now, James will soon be here. When he gets here, I want us to give him a great big welcome. Now, let's all sing. And a one, and a two.
You kind of up like that, and Daddy will think we moved into a white neighborhood.
Hey, Mama, here he comes now. So, y'all, let's hit it. Ready? Hit.
Oh, he's a darling dude. Oh, he's a groovy dude. Oh, he's a groovy dude. And nobody can deny. That nobody can deny. That nobody can deny. Oh, he's a groovy dude. And nobody can deny.
the kind of sugar my diet don't mind.
Of course, too much of that can be fattening, too.
Hey, James, how does it feel to be the man of the hour?
Great.
Ain't the decorations out of sight, Daddy?
Yeah. How much of the rent money did you spend for them?
Like the man says, if you got to ask how much, you can't afford it.
James, this is going to be a celebration you'll never forget.
I got that feeling. Maybe I got to tell you
Dad,
something. When I got
down there, I've got my eye on this super bad soup. It's a bad suede pantsuit with a bad suede hat and bad shoes. Ooh.
With all that bad, it can't be good.
And I think we ought to give Mama one bad 25-inch color TV.
Hey! Now, wait a minute. What's wrong with the 16-inch black and white TV we got?
The picture tube's weak. The white ain't right and the black ain't beautiful.
I'll tell you something. When I got down there
Look,
about
honey,
the job, baby...
Honey, I'm dying to hear all the good news, every word of it. But first, let's have some champagne. Come
on. Florida, you brought champagne?
Well, you told me to. I got that imported stuff all the way from Napa Valley, California.
Dad, can I have a word with you?
Yeah.
About my wheels.
Your wheels?
Yeah, the car you're gonna get me. It could be secondhand, but it'll sure make life a whole lot easier. Man to man. You know how hard it is trying to make out with a chick on a crowded bus?
Junior, don't throw your bus tokens away just yet here.
Make a toast to my husband, James, who... Now, James, you're the guest of honor. You make the toast.
That's right. Come on.
Here's the man from 18 to 35. Because that's who the union job training program was for. I didn't get the job. They said I was too old.
What? Too old?
James?
Wow, what a ripoff. Whoever said he was too old don't know daddy.
I'd like to see the dude who called him too old. I'd tell him about some of those not-too-old whippings he's laid on me. Daddy ain't too old. He could do that job at the union. He could do anything anybody gave him a chance to.
I'm sorry, baby. I wanted to tell you, but I just didn't have the heart to smash your dreams.
It ain't all that bad, James. This family has stood up to a whole lot of dream smashing.
Yeah. You know, I thought if I'd have got that job, that we're going to be okay. Instead, we broke.
What was we yesterday?
Broke.
And probably we'll be again tomorrow. But, James, you always see this family through. You can do it.
Yeah, that's my baby. So I missed out. What's the big deal? What would it have meant anyhow? Some more spending money? Fancy clothes? Nicer place to live? What I need a union job for when I got you and these kids? Huh?
You don't?
You better believe I don't. But it sure would have been nice. Well, baby, thanks to hard work, perseverance, and Willie Washington next door, it's gonna be Al's car wash for 1 week. Now, it ain't gonna make us independently wealthy, but it'll replace the rent money and buy us a little food, too.
James, you still didn't tell me how the job opening came up.
Look here. He told me one of the regulars got drunk, took off all his clothes, and tried to take a shower through the car wash. Said he'd have made it, too, if he hadn't stopped to hot wax his hair.